The long and winding road leads us here to the doorstep of the postseason. One win, a little bit of help away from ending 17 seasons of misery.
Allen steps up. Jumps over the defenders to pick up the first. Now, how many quarterbacks have you ever seen hurdle anyone?
He throws. Touchdown! Andre Reed for the touchdown! The Bills have scored!
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You're listening to the Red, White and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast. This is episode 49 and we're back after a couple of weeks hiatus. Matt here and Alex, since the last show, what have you been up to?
Oh, I took a vacation, or as you guys say here, a holiday. It was good. It was good to escape the NFL for a little bit. I went to Austria, did some skiing, some sledding, and then just visited this really cute town called Hallstatt. It's out of a movie. I would have loved to spend more time there. It's a lake town with the mountains, and it's just, there was nothing. It was just people working and food and relaxing, and there was no thought or memory of why the Bills lost or how the Bills lost or Dable this or wide receivers that. It was nice. But now we're back, so let's talk about the Bills. Also, how have you been?
I've been good. I've actually, unfortunately, unlike you, I've been very busy.
You've been very busy.
I've been very busy for the podcast and something that we'll talk about a bit later on. And I've also managed to catch up on all my bowl games, all the Senior Bowl, East-West Shrine Game, all preparation for the next few months coming. So
yeah, me too. I've watched all of the college game. No, I haven't.
Well, you... We will convert you sometime.
Okay.
Sometime soon.
Sometime, yeah. Real quick, before we start, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
I have no idea. I want to say yes, but...
It's so easy to think of him as the Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yeah,
but honestly, I mean, just there isn't one statistical season where it's like, holy crap, Eli, because when he throws for 30 touchdowns, he throws for 25 interceptions. When he throws for 4,000, he almost threw for 5,000 yards in 2011. Maybe I'll give him that one. 2011. So he has one amazing year, but he was 9-7. It's a conundrum. This will go to show how people that get to vote actually how they vote. Because if it's based on individual talent, then Eli is a good quarterback. He's never been great. But he was good when it mattered, and that's kind of how people vote, you know?
Yeah. I think if it's done on that, then on how they've actually performed and all that, you have to ask yourself, Steve Tasker.
Yeah, I mean, just because of the Pro Bowl, and he's had a lot of notice the last few days throughout the week about the highlights that he had in the Pro Bowl, winning the Pro Bowl MVP, him just missing out on the ballot. That's an interesting topic. I mean, you got to think if kickers can make it, then special teams players can make it because it's just all as important, right?
Exactly. But we don't know what goes on in some people's minds, do we?
No, I mean, if you follow baseball at all, I mean, one guy chose not to vote for Derek Jeter, and I am not a Yankees fan, but for someone to not think that Derek Jeter is not Hall of Fame worthy is just crazy. But anyway, Buffalo Bills.
Yes, and we get to everyone's favorite time of the year, not just in football, but also... in film. But instead of going to the Oscars and voting on a movie, we're going to vote on Bills players. So we welcome you to the Bills End of Season Awards. First topic we've got is Offensive Player of the Year. Now, the choices are Josh Allen, Devin Singletary, John Brown, Cole Beasley, Dawson Knox. They're your nominations. Alex, who's your choice?
I would nominate Devin Singletary for this. The offense was lost without him, and pretty much everything, every success all the other players had, it stemmed from something that Singletary did or didn't do but was influencing. 5.1 yards per carry on the season. I mean, that's exactly where an all-star running back will be. And I think that if Josh didn't vulture all of his touchdowns, he would have been in the Pro Bowl. Because that's the kind of thing that just these people look at, you know? Just for the coming out of college, everything that everyone said about him, he shut everybody up. He got the work done. He hit the holes. He had the vision. He had the quickness. The kid just made plays, and every time he touched the ball, you were expecting something to happen. You could go John Brown here, but I think Devin Singletary had a bigger impact on what this offense as a scheme tried to do.
Okay, so let's see if the listeners agreed with you on this one.
They didn't.
In third place, with 8.3% of the votes, we have quarterback Josh Allen.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to win. It's such a divisive topic is Josh Allen. I mean, I do this all the time where I'll see something on Twitter and I'll want to comment and I'll usually just delete it. That happens about 10 times a day because every time I do comment on something on Twitter, my notifications explode with people, 4, 5, 6 people all having a conversation off my mention. And it's just, I get tagged in it and it's just ding, ding. It's just awful. And that happens every time anybody talks about Josh Allen on Twitter. So, it would need to be someone who's more, you know, entrenched in the consensus to be able to win this category.
And second place with 41.7% of the votes, it is running back Devin Singletary.
Hey, people agree with me somewhat. That's good to know. I'm not crazy.
There was only three people that actually got voted for in this category. Mm. So if you add those two numbers together, the winner with 50% of the votes is John Brown.
So what is it about John Brown do you think that makes him better than, say, what we were going to run with last year? Like, Robert Foster made plays, right? So that was my thinking about the difference between John Brown and Devin Singletary voting. And I'm not comparing Robert Foster to John Brown. John Brown is a better player, but I think that with the style of Bills passing offense, you kind of could have put anybody there and it would have been all right. I mean, John Brown, for every player in the NFL, the way I judge them is, what have you done for me lately? And just in that Texans loss, not getting 2 feet in is right now what I remember of John Brown's season.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think probably the reason why they've got him, obviously, when you said compared to what Robert Foster last year, I think it is the fact that John Brown is more of an established wide receiver in the league. He actually can run more than just the go route. Robert Foster.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what we expected him to do, was just to be a deep threat guy. But I mean, John Brown ran every route in the route tree. He did everything for Josh Allen and for the style of offense that we ran. For his size to be able to be like the focal point and still get his targets and his touches every game. What was it like week 7 or 8? He had a streak of 5 catches for 50 yards or more.
It was the first 9 games actually. I think
9 games. Yeah, so that's games. Great. That's great. He's definitely number 2 in my voting, but I think for what the Bills' style was, it had to be Singletary, because when we got rid of Shady, there was a huge question mark at the position. With Brown, it was, hey, we have wide receivers now. At running back, it was like, holy shit, what are we going to do? I mean, Frank Gore's 98 years old. T.J. Yeldon can't hold on to the ball. What is Devin Singletary? And he showed us.
Yeah.
Who'd you vote for?
Me? I actually, I've actually took my hands out of the voting on this one.
All right. So vote right
people.
Now.
I left it to other people.
Vote right now. Don't leave me on this island.
Mine would have been Devin Singletary as well.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
See, that's why we get along. You agree with me. That's how that's why it works.
On occasions, I agree with you.
Yeah.
So we've got the UK Bills Offensive Player of the Year, as voted by the fans, is John Brown. So second, we have Defensive MVP. The nominations for this one are Tre'Davious White, Matt Milano, Jordan Phillips, and Tremaine Edwards.
Who
have you got?
Do I have to ask that question? It's obvious, right? I mean, I would have liked to see. Now, I didn't have a hand in creating this poll, but I mean, I remember when we had Joe Biscaglia on, he mentioned how important Micah Hyde was to this defense. But no, it's Trey White. I mean, just being able to be so good that people don't throw your way is such a talent and a tip of the hat to your skill. You know, So if you don't hear his name all game, that means he did his job right. You know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all pro, Pro Bowl, should be in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, if Gilmore is, Trey White should be. They had remarkably similar stats, and just Trey White didn't get burned like Gilmore did by that John Brown touchdown. But the lucky thing was, I think it was Pro Football Focus said that the way they rate it, Gilmore was not credited with a touchdown allowed on that. That went to the safety. So just goes to show Pro Football Focus is at most times a train wreck. So, yeah. But yeah, it's Trey White.
And there was only 3 people got, or 3 players actually got votes in this one. So third place with 8.3% of the votes was Matt Milano.
I would love to hear the reasoning for that.
Maybe next year I should actually give your reason for your selection.
Yeah.
In second place with 12.5% of the votes, Tremaine Edwards.
I spent a lot of time trying to argue for Edmonds. And I couldn't do it. I wanted to pick him because I don't like to go with the consensus ever. But I mean, clearly Trey White.
Yep, with 79.2% of the votes.
Yeah.
A runaway.
Mm-hmm. Probably the biggest runaway of this whole awards rundown.
We'll see about that.
I am. We'll see.
Well, you don't know. Don't need to ask who I vote for.
Yeah.
Jordan Phillips.
I mean, of course. The guy played, 40% of the snaps? No. Did you see? I think it was Buffalo Rumblings argue against not re-signing him. Everyone's allowed to their own opinion, but I mean, depth at that position is so important. If someone wants to throw crazy money at him, let them do it. But I don't think that'll happen. I think the whole league sees him as not an every down guy.
He can be easily replaceable in the draft. Anyway, so as much as I probably want to see him stay, I just can't see them forking that money out, especially when they've got the likes of Shaq Lawson. You've got the contracts being coming up for renewal either this year or next year, with players already under contract, and obviously Quinton Spain as well. But
yep.
It's going to be an interesting one come free agency. So, where the next one we have a very favorite special teams MVP. Now, there's four nominations for this one. Steven Hauschka, Corey Bohorquez, Andre Roberts, and Reed Ferguson. Simple?
Yeah. Andre Roberts. I mean, looking at... I know everyone thought I was going to say Bohorquez. His 2019 still would lead the Bills in average yards per punt attempt. So, I mean, Bills history. So... I mean, you're still looking at the best punter in Bills history right now. Just deal with it. That's what the stats say. I don't care what anybody else says. That's what the stats say. Kill me. It's Andre Roberts. The ability to put the Bills in good field position, very important. For a guy who came over highly touted, didn't get to score a touchdown, which I think is how a lot of people would vote for him in this scenario. But with a offense that doesn't have a lot of opportunity or consistency in scoring, field position mattered, and Andre Roberts gave them that on a pretty decent basis. I think third overall in guys who just do returns, second or third, I believe, in total yards for the position. So he was great.
Yeah. So, do the fans agree with you? Everyone got a vote in this category. So, joint third with 8.3% each of the votes. We have Reed Ferguson and Steven Hauschka. So...
Yeah, I don't think it was going to be Hauschka. Guy just missed too many important kicks. Never displayed a strong leg this season. I wouldn't be surprised if they move on from him.
There was a decent kicker I saw at the Senior Bowl.
We're not drafting a kicker. Don't do this to me. We're not drafting a kicker.
he might get drafted. He may not. It's more likely he will be drafted, but... probably not till round 5, 6, or 7.
Yeah, okay. Ask the Raiders. They'll take him in the second or third round.
Now the Bucks.
Okay, yeah.
No, Raiders were first.
No, the Bears. The Bears never have a kicker, right? They would draft a kicker.
Yeah. Raiders took him in the first, took a kicker in the first, Bucks in the second.
Gotta love that first round pick. Sebastian Janikowski, beautiful. Back to this.
In second place with 12.5% of the votes, Corey Bohorquez.
Hey-o!
Which means with 70.8% of the votes, Andre Roberts is the UK Bills special teams MVP. Yay! 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 Yeah, you need to put
that. For God's sakes, the Raiders drafted Sebastian Janikowski and over Sean Alexander. I mean, Eric Flowers, Keith Bull. I mean, oh my God.
Yep.
Inexcusable.
How screwed up were they?
So Raiders. So typical Raiders. Man.
So, next one. Could be a bit tougher.
All right.
Rookie of the Year. The nominations are Ed Oliver, Dawson Knox, Cody Ford, and Devin Singletary.
Yeah, comparing what Ed Oliver did to what Singletary did, Singletary stands out. But what Ed Oliver did to help Jordan Phillips get all the sacks, what he did to help get other players to get pressure on the quarterback, what he did in with Starr kind of stopping the clogging the run lanes, but just never really getting the recognition that they deserve for it. But still, at the end of the day, you have to score points, and the guy that helped the Bills score the most points by getting them into the red zone was Devin Singletary, and he's clearly, I think, should win this award.
So he's your vote, is he?
Yeah.
Well, only three people got votes in this one. In third place, with 4.3% of the votes, we have Dawson Knox. In second place, with 17.4% of the votes, we have Ed Oliver.
I would have thought. Maybe I would have hoped that would have been higher.
Yeah, and with 78.3% of the votes is Devin Singletary. See.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, it just stood out, you know. What Singletary did. Because Ed Oliver was important to this Bills defense. Didn't show up on the stats, but he was important. I just would have thought he's more than 17%, you know?
Yeah. So, Devin Singletary wins the UK Bills Rookie of the Year Award. Congratulations to him. So, where shall I go next? Game of the Year. I'm going to shift it up a gear now. I'm going to go into the game of the year.
All right.
We've got at the Cowboys, at the Dolphins, at the Steelers, and at the Titans.
So I know a lot of people love that Sunday Night Football game because of the stage that it was on. But, I mean, at the same time, that was a boring game and one that we could have lost late. The Cowboys game, however, was arguably a bigger stage against a better opponent with a more decisive victory. That was the first game all year, sadly, where I was like, oh my God, this is it. We have a team finally. And the Cowboys did end up being not that special, partly due to coaching. I don't think due to talent, I think. They're going to be much better next year.
Yeah.
But that was the game where it was, hey, the Bills are here and the Bills are for real. And that was by far my favorite game of the year.
And only three of those games actually received votes. And I'm going to say in joint second place, we do not have a third place. We have a joint second place.
Were they all away games?
They were all away games, yeah.
I mean, look at the home wins. Jets, Giants, Bengals, not fun. Dolphins, almost lost. Redskins, easy. Dolphins, that's the away game, yep. Yeah. Home Denver, I mean, that didn't really do much for me, you know? And then loss to end the season at home. So, yeah, we were a good away team this year.
We were. So, in joint second, with only 4.2% of the votes, we have the Dolphins and the Titans.
So, I mean, the Titans were the best team that we beat all year, right?
I mean, I think so.
When it comes down to it, I mean, we got them at a really good and nice and easy spot because they hadn't figured their stuff out yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, that was the marquee win in terms of opponent, so.
But the UK Bills fans, they voted overwhelmingly with 91.7% of the votes for the Cowboys game.
Yeah, I think it was on our last show, you said that your favorite was the Steelers game?
Yeah.
I think? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, comparing that to the Cowboys game, though, I mean, how do you get there?
I can understand why people actually gone for the Cowboys game. It's Thanksgiving. It's the first Thanksgiving game we've played in. I can't remember how many years it was, and it was just the way that we took out or we handled the business early on, and we were that comfortable into the game. I think the Steelers won. I gave my reasons in the last episode. It's just the way that they actually fought against the top defense. And, okay, they had a undrafted rookie from Samford as their quarterback that we nearly lost to. But it's the fact that that offense, and we know how bad the offense had got at times, was able to put scores and actually move the ball a little bit more on that Steelers defense. So for me, that was probably my game of the season because of the fact that we were able to actually work the offense, work the team, grind out a good win on prime time.
Yeah, I mean, it was the stage was as big because of, you know, the playoff implications and the opponent, because you know, any game against the Cowboys is big because it's the Cowboys. For some stupid reason, they're America's team. But, you know, an AFC matchup against the Steelers is arguably a bigger and more important opponent to beat.
Yeah. So, next category. Moment of the season. Now, there was quite a few nominations for this one. We had Dawson's Knox run versus the Bengals.
Oh, that was good.
Josh Allen's fourth down run versus the Cowboys. Micah Hyde's onside kick return versus the Dolphins. Then John Brown's touchdown to Devin Singletary.
Yeah.
John Brown's touchdown to Josh Allen. John Brown's touchdown versus the Patriots.
It's a dark horse.
Yeah, and Deion Dawkins' touchdown. I love me forgot the game that was in again as well.
Gotta love fat guy touchdowns. That was against the Patriots. Mine is the Josh Allen first down against Dallas. Just like it's so comparable to what he did against the Vikings last year, you know. Just memorable Superman kind of plays. So that's the thing that I'll remember the most. Whereas I think the best play of the year, though, was the John Brown touchdown against the Patriots. I mean, Josh Allen stays in the pocket. It was very reminiscent to the play against Jacksonville last year where he stays in the pocket, gets crushed, but throws a dime against a good defense. That one probably should win. But for the moment that it was, that Josh Allen fourth down run was just magic.
Well, everyone bar one got at least one. Oh, excuse me, got a bad case of the hiccups. Got one vote at least in this one. So we're starting with, how many did I say there was? There was seven. So in sixth place, I'm just going to go through them all just to let you know their orders.
Who sadly didn't get a vote?
Sadly, Dawson Knox's run versus the Bengals got zero votes.
Yeah, you'd want to say at the time. I mean, at the time it was big, but then when you compare it to a full season, you know, it does go down.
Yeah,
but I mean, that drive led to the victory, though. I mean, at that point, we were going to lose that game, so that was still a big play in that game.
Yeah. So, sixth place with 4.2% of the votes was Deion Dawkins' touchdown. In fifth place with 8.3% of the votes is John Brown's touchdown to Devin Singletary. Then we have in fourth place Micah Hyde's onside kick return versus the Dolphins with 12.5% of the votes.
See, I'm surprised that's so high. I mean, that play doesn't matter.
I think it's probably the way
the flash of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the flash of it got those votes.
Yeah.
In third place with 16.7% of the votes is John Brown's touchdown versus the Patriots.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Which leaves John Brown's touchdown to Josh Allen and Josh Allen's fourth down run as the top two. And with 25% of the votes, second place went to John Brown's touchdown to Josh Allen. And with 33.3% of the votes, Josh Allen's heroic fourth down run versus the Cowboys takes a moment of the season.
Oh, yeah. Agree or disagree?
I would actually disagree.
What?
I liked it. Don't get me wrong. I liked it, but I actually was going to vote for Brown's touchdown to Josh Allen. It's just the way. Again, it's why I mentioned the previous one. Yes, I love the Allen run. Don't get me wrong. The way he actually in inverted commas fumbled, got the ball and actually made those yards, but. Again, it's trickery. It's something that we should see more of. And it's John Brown throwing two touchdowns in a season with a perfect passer rating. And Josh Allen somehow managed to fool the whole of the Houston's defense to actually get open to receive that catch.
See, it's funny because the exact reason why you like it is the exact reason why I don't like it. I want my team to be good on offense. I don't want trick plays as the only touchdown that we score in a playoff game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why. I mean, it's cute, it's fun, but it's not. I don't want that to define my offense.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in the playoff game, it did. It was all the offense. So that's, you know, the it's fun, but also it's like, come on. Come on.
Come on, man. Where are you playing at? Why are you playing me like that, fool?
Yeah. Oh, don't do that ever again.
So next category. Unsung hero of the defense. And the nominations are Shaq Lawson, Jordan Poyer, Teron Johnson, Lorenzo Alexander, and Micah Hyde.
Hit me with that one more time.
Shaq Lawson, Jordan Poyer, Teron Johnson, Lorenzo Alexander, or Micah Hyde.
All right, I went off book.
Ooh.
Left field. Yep. I said Ed Oliver for the simple fact that everyone was dogging him all season, and unrightfully so. It's time for Bills fans specifically, but NFL fans in general, to realize that simple counting stats are not a good measure of a player's performance anymore.
Yeah.
And that was the issue with Ed Oliver all season, is where are the sacks? Where are the sacks? Where are the sacks? And coming from a guy who's undersized for his position, but still was able to disrupt and influence plays, We got our money's worth and our draft picks value's worth in Ed Oliver, and people just have a hard time, I think, seeing it. Because, well, you know, the last defensive tackle that we drafted in the first round, Marcell Dareus, he came in and was getting sacks and making big plays. And Ed Oliver's not the same guy like that. He does things differently, but are as important.
Yeah. Then if you're going to go far left, left field with Ed Oliver, I should have gone far right and actually gone Star Lutalele.
Yeah, another guy who got dogged and didn't technically deserve all of it.
Got a couple of sacks, got an interception, held the run as best as possible.
Yeah, the dude made plays. I mean, he's another guy who set up other people, and that's such an important thing on defense.
Yeah, and on this one, everyone got a vote. So in fifth place, we have Teron Johnson with 4.3% of the votes. In joint third, we have, with 13% of the votes each, Lorenzo Alexander and Jordan Poyer. In second place, with 21.7% of the votes, we have Shaq Lawson. With 47.8%, Micah Hyde is the UK Bills' unsung hero of the defense.
Yeah, I can see how that argument could be made. Looking at, you know, his impact on the score sheet, there's not a lot there other than the touchdown. I mean, the guy didn't have a lot of interceptions. He didn't have any sacks. Third, I think, on the team in tackles. But just the idea of, you know, like him and Trey Edmonds being like the quarterback of the defense. But the importance of the secondary, keeping everybody in line, knowing the assignments, shouting out orders. That's Micah Hyde. Just a guy that deserves a lot of the credit for how valuable and, I mean, how successful that defense was.
Yeah, I think out of those choices there, I would have gone, and I thought he would have actually got a lot more than only 13% of the votes. I would have gone with Jordan Poyer, because he's definitely, in my opinion, the unsung hero, because he got a couple of sacks this year. He's got a hand on a fair few interceptions and made crucial plays at the crucial times in games. So he would have been my unsung hero on defense. So we then switch it to the unsung hero on the offense. The nominations for this one is Isaiah McKenzie, Quinton Spain, John Feliciano, Cole Beasley, or Mitch Morse.
I think you can't go wrong with either Quinton Spain or John Feliciano. Two guys who, when signed, were going to be depth. Were never slated to be starters, but my vote specifically was for Quinton Spain. 100% snap count. The dude just was pretty solid all season long. Definitely gave us more value than we expected.
Didn't give up a sack didn't give up a sack in the regular season. Yeah. So my question: Would you re-sign him?
I think you have to. For the simple fact that, I mean, who else are you going to put there? I mean, this was a team that had a massive weakness at offensive line, and here we have an offensive line that's gelling. That still can get better, but, you know, maybe they take that step next year. You don't break up something that worked.
Yeah. So voting for this, everyone got a vote, and it was quite close in the voting. With 8.3% of the votes, in fifth place was Isaiah McKenzie. In fourth, with 16.7% of the votes, we had Mitch Morse. In third, with 20.8% of the votes, we had Cole Beasley. In second, with 25% of the votes, was Quinton Spain. And with 29.2%, the unsung hero of the offense is John Feliciano. Now, I get on board with that because think at the beginning of the season, I had him as my starter, and I had him as actually a starter, and he's actually filled in on as center as well as at right guard. So he's been that versatile player, which potentially means that to save some money they could cut Spencer Long, but other guards. But that's something that we're not going to discuss right now because this is our award show and we have three more topics left. So the next one is signing of the year. Now we have five nominations for this one. We have Mitch Morse, Cole Beasley, John Feliciano, John Brown, and Andre Roberts.
Well, I went off book again, and for mine, that was Quinton Spain.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, just the biggest weakness and the most important thing is protecting the quarterback, right? And we were able to, for the most part, I mean, it wasn't by any means a top 10 offensive line, but compared to what we had last year, it wasn't there. But, you know, you could also, I mean, a big argument I think could be made for Cole Beasley as well for being something important to the offense where – Beasley was that guy to, I think, teach Josh Allen it's okay to go underneath to make the small play. And that kind of opened up the playbook a lot in Josh Allen's mind.
Yeah. So only four got votes in this one. Unfortunately, Andre Roberts did not get a vote. So in fourth place, with 8.7% of the votes, we have Cole Beasley. In third, with 13% of the votes, we have John Feliciano. In second, with 17.4% of the votes, Mitch Morse. And with 60.9% of the votes, John Brown is the UK Bills signing of the year.
I clearly undervalue John Brown. I might need to reassess my life.
The next one, it's a fun one. It was ultimately very close. There was nothing, and I literally mean nothing, to separate the winners on this one. It's podcast guest of the year. Now, we've had some really good guests this year, so, and they've all had their nomination, I believe. Let me just have a look. No. Ah, okay. But the nominations are Matt Perino, Joe Buscalia, our friend of the show, Juan Foggy, Matthew Fairburn, Jeff Reinbold, and Ryan Talbot.
It's a shame you didn't have a host of the year category. That would have been fun to see. I, of course, would have voted for you. I am a train wreck, and I admit it.
I'll put that on Twitter. Okay,
great. Yeah, no, that's gonna be real good. That's gonna make me feel real good. I think it's so rude to choose, I think, in this case, because everybody was able to come on and offer fantastic insight into a team that's, what, 6,000, I think, miles away or something crazy like that. So most importantly, thank you to everybody else.
Oh, yes.
You know, for if it was a player or a newscaster, national media or local media, just to get, you know, a professional insight into this team. It was a big eye opener for us, and just great quality content. Mm. So my vote is for everyone.
I'll allow it. Thank you. The only person that didn't get a vote, sadly, which I would have voted for him anyway, was friend of the show, Juwan Foggy. I think he got my vote. Yes, obviously he's no longer, he hadn't been with the team at all. He got cut quite early, but the fact that he came on the show after he was signed as an undrafted free agent, he actually went through us all the preparation for the draft, what he's actually looking forward to, his strengths, weaknesses, and all that. I think that really opened up what actually goes through a player's mind during that draft process.
Absolutely. The one thing that I think fans don't have enough of is insight into like the day-to-day life of an NFL player, and especially an NFL fringe player. Because you work your whole life, you risk injury your whole life for that one shot. I mean, how many of us live a conservative lifestyle where we don't take any chances? Yeah. And like, that's what Juwan does, for his dream, to still chase your dream. I mean, a lot of people don't even have, like, I've never had like a dream, like career or job. It just has never been a thing for me. I just kind of live every day by day. But just to see the preparation and the mindset and the effort that goes into being an NFL fringe player, I found it invaluable to have that kind of that kind of insight early on in the show's life.
Exactly. So we got joint fifth. We have, with 4.2% of the votes, we have Matthew Fairburn and Ryan Tolbert. In third place, with 25% of the votes, we have Matt Perino. And we have a joint first place.
Hey-o.
With 33.3% each, our podcast guest, or in this case, guests of the year, is Joe Buscaglia and Jeff Reinbold.
They were both my vote getters anyway, so I still win.
We're not keeping score on this, mate. We're not keeping score.
I'm just so competitive. I need a win here.
And the last one is the Bills Player of the Year. This one I left open for everyone to put their votes in to who they believe is the Bills Player of the Year. So I will run through who got the votes and how much of the votes. We've got Lorenzo Alexander and Tremaine Edmonds. They got 4.3% each of the votes. Josh Allen and Devin Singletary both got 8.7% of the votes. So I'm adding this up quickly because my math is no good. So
better that you're doing it because I can't do it.
So with 74% of the votes, the UK Bills Player of the Year is Tre'Davious White.
Book it. Yeah, that's can't argue with that.
So that is,
I would say, arguably the second most important position in football. With the style of game, I mean, quarterback obviously number one, but with the style of football that the league is right now, a passing league, if you don't have a guy to stop a passing attack, then you're not going to win your games. And yeah. That's what we have. So anybody out there who's like, oh my God, we could have had Patrick Mahomes, shut up and enjoy what you have before it's gone.
Exactly. I will agree with that. I mean, the trade was made. who would have said that Mahomes would have actually done what he did in Kansas with the Bills?
Almost we're not, a 0% chance.
Exactly. We've got a franchise cornerback. We've got a franchise middle linebacker. We've got a potential franchise quarterback. Three picks. All the Chiefs got out of that is Patrick Mahomes. And at the time, there was no guarantee that he would actually turn out like that. So at the time, you could not predict the future. But now you can see
at
that
at the time, it was a great trade. Yeah, I mean, it was like, oh, this is good. You know, let's see what happens with them. But, I mean, Mahomes walking in here with the offense that we have and the players that we had at that time. I mean, oh, my God. Could you imagine Mahomes with the garbage that we had last year? He would have gotten destroyed and probably hurt.
Yeah. So I will now recap. Let's recap all the awards. So for the UK Bills Player of the Year, we had Tre'Davious White. For Offensive Player of the Year, it was John Brown. Defensive MVP, Trey White. Rookie of the Year, Devin Singletary. Moment of the season is Josh Allen's fourth down run versus the Cowboys. The offensive unsung hero, John Feliciano. Game of the year was the Cowboys. The unsung hero of the defense, Micah Hyde. Special teams MVP, Andre Roberts. Signing of the year, John Brown with his third, I believe. Is that his third or his second award? And podcast guest of the year tied between Joe Buscaglia and Jeff Reinbold. So thank you everyone that actually voted for this. And I hope that the person that you voted for actually won the award. If not, don't worry, you're not alone. Some of mine never even made it onto the ballot. But hey ho. What I will also do is I'll put another Twitter poll up for the best host.
No, I was just joking. I was just kidding. We don't need that. No, go ahead. It will do whatever you want to do. I'm going to delete my Twitter for the next 48 hours.
So it's going to be what, 99% me, 1% you, is it?
Yeah, I don't think my mom would vote for me, so don't worry about it. She loves that I moved away from home, so.
She bats down the hatches every time he goes back home. Yeah, oh, no, he's coming, like, quick.
How long are you going to be here for?
Let's put the for sale sign up. We're not here. But, no, again, we thank everyone that has taken part. And what's coming up, I think, next episode is, can you believe this, our 50th episode.
The big 5-0. Didn't think we'd get there.
No. And I am not going to reveal names. Alex knows, and a couple of people know, that we've got three big guests.
You got some stars.
Up.
It's big. It's good stuff. Looking forward
worth
to it.
Listen.
Kind of intimidated.
Yeah. We've got to interview them. You just get to listen
yeah.
to the episode. We've got to actually get the questions and beat our nerves to actually interview these guys. Yeah. But
so it's like, if we do well, then it's a good show. If we do horrible, then it's a really good show.
Exactly.
It'll be a hilarious train wreck. But no, it's going to be good stuff. It's going to be great. We're going to be ready for it. It's gonna be great.
So we'll actually, we'll say tune in. I mean, coming up after that, we've got a load more great content. We've got a load more great guests lined up as well. So keep listening, subscribing, review us, tell us what you think about us. It can be good. Let's even get the bad in there. If you don't like the way Alex talks, let him know.
I can try my British accent.
If you love the way how I stumble and make mistakes, let me know. If you love all the technical errors that happen, put it down there, but
we clean those up.
Yeah, but seriously, please leave reviews, rate us, subscribe to us,
share the show, comment, Twitter, get us out there. There's more Bills fans out there. You know, wasn't it when we were at the Three Kings or whatever, famous Three Kings, someone said that there was a really big group in Camden Town, right? That was watching the game. I think someone I heard overheard someone say that.
I think so.
There's a group of fans out there that I mean, if they listened to the show, they were like, oh, I don't want to go hang out with those guys. Or they just haven't heard us yet. So there's more Bills fans out there. Let's get connected.
Yep. At Bills Backers UK Twitter, @RWBB_podcast for our podcast Twitter, UK_Bills on Instagram, Bills Backers UK on Facebook. Follow, join, get involved. We do this for you. We live off your feedback, so please leave those reviews. So I guess for now, until next time, until we celebrate the big 5-0 and not call the cops with that 5-0, I mean the big 50th.
Yeah, calm down with that. Nobody needs that.
I will somehow try and find a cake. I don't know how we're going to split it between us.
Oh, that sounds good. My wife bakes. I'll just tell her to make a cake.
That's right. Good. And then we'll split it in half, send it off to me. We'll try and blow out the candles at the same time.
Yeah. Right.
But no, until next time, it's thank you for listening. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and go Bills.
Go Bills.
Not us. Yeah, not us. You don't know anything about heart? You don't know anything about work?
No.
Huh? That's who we are.
Bills on three. 1, 2, 3, Bills!